You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard. Summer in Wisconsin attracts a number of big musical acts for festivals, and our next guest is no exception. Two-time Grammy and Academy Award winner Melissa Etheridge will be in Wisconsin this week. She'll play shows at the Big Top Chautauqua in Bayfield on Sunday and the Door County Auditorium in Fish Creek on Monday. Central Time's Rob Ferret sat down with Melissa Etheridge earlier this month to talk about that tour, her new music, and social issues that are important in her life.
Melissa, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure. Hi.
Well, let's start off with one of your songs from your most recent album. This is Who Are You Waiting For? I want to give a little listen here.
It's obvious now that I'm damaged goods. Can't seem to find love. Don't know if I could. You said you are not wrong. Just misunderstood. You said who?
And I understand there's a really personal story, a history behind the song. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, let's just get right in with personal. Yes. Oh, that song is super special. It's I got married last year, actually, so I'm not in Hollywood anymore. I'm over a year now, and I was writing the song, and as I was writing it, I realized, wait a minute, these are like my wedding vows. This is something I can actually sing to my, you know, partner and say all the things that I want to say in my vows. And so I created this thing without her hearing it. I was able to sing it to her for the first time during our ceremony. And then after discussing with her, she said she'd be just pleased as punch to have it on the album. So I went ahead and recorded it and put it on the album.
Well, I got to ask, it's one thing to perform a personal song in front of a crowd, in front of a bunch of people, in a studio, at a wedding. Is it, more powerful, maybe
ridiculous.
Even harder to get through?
It was out of control. Yeah, it was, you know, I thought, oh, this will be great. It'll be so much easier than having to, you know, to speak the vows, right? And I've never sung to anyone who's like a foot from me, you know, that close. It was very intense, and of course, and many tears and many emotions, and just in my heart saying, okay, I just want to get through this. I want to be able to present all of this, but it was truly very emotional.
She liked it, right?
Oh, very much
that,
so.
That would be an audience you don't want to let down there.
Oh, no.
So how does that happen? You're writing a song, and then you realize this is what you're writing? I would think, I'm going to write a song about wedding vows if I were to write a song, which I don't. So it just emerged like that?
Yeah, well, I started with some songs I can start and then I go back to them. You know, you write a couple lines and you go back a few days later. And this song, I knew it was about the relationship. Sometimes when I write an album, I'll just stop and say, okay, where am I in my relationship? And I will just, you know, I will start from there, and I began writing the song from there. And then as the weeks went by and I continued to kind of write a line here and there, I then realized, wait a minute, this is something that as the story goes along, I'm waiting, you know, I'm standing in the aisle waiting for you. And it was just, being one of those perfect things.
Wow.
That was just right.
Well, on this tour you're on, nearly 50 shows, as I understand it, about 3 months. These are non-wedding shows, just
right.
The normal kind.
Yeah.
50, I mean, that's a lot. How do you keep your energy up? How do you keep on for that many shows? It's got to be, I would think, draining.
Well, the great thing about this summer is it's a very mixed bag of performances. There's a lot of solo shows, like what I'll be doing in Madison. And then there's shows where I'm playing with my band by myself. And then there's shows where I'm playing with my band with Blondie. Then there's shows I'm playing with my band with Blondie and Joan Jett. And so each of those shows are completely different and very different audiences, different approaches. So even though I'm doing, you know, 50-plus shows, I'm completely entertained and keeping on my toes and enjoying it all.
When you say with Blondie and Joan Jett, do you mean trading sets with them, or are you actually going to perform together?
Well, we're trading sets. We're billed, you know, as you know, I'll do a set and then they'll do a set, but you never know, especially like me. I love to jump in. I'm like, come on, let me see. Especially with Joan Jett, I'm going to beg her to do Bad Reputation with her. So we'll see.
So you've got a couple shows in Wisconsin, as we've mentioned, Superior on the 28th, Fish Creek on the 29th. Any experiences, any memories of playing past shows in Wisconsin?
Oh, I love Wisconsin. Wisconsin is Wisconsin loves music and loves rock and roll music and always has and been just a very deep. I think Wisconsin was the first place I saw someone had tattooed my symbol on their leg. It was
wow.
The first time I saw a tattoo. I was like, ah! And
well, that's the moment you know you've made it.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of memories in Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin. And my wife was born in Madison, Wisconsin.
No
so
kidding.
Can't be bad.
A lot of connections.
Yeah, and of course, so huge Green Bay Packer fan, and other than Kansas City Chiefs, Green Bay Packers.
All right. Well, your newest album, this is from last fall. This is M.E. or This Is Me, depending on how we want to pronounce it.
Both ways.
You did it. This is your first release on your own label, your first independent release on your own label. What's it like doing that?
It has been amazing. I will say challenging, but it was different putting it together because, of course, you know, the budgets weren't there. It's a different approach. Yet the way that I did it with the collaboration just taught me so much about myself, had me falling back in love with my music and making it and then releasing it. I mean, I released it last year in September, and because it's an independent record, I'm still doing it. I'm still working, and it's not over. The big corporate company hasn't said, "Well, that's it. There's no more money for anything." I'm still generating, you know, what happens with this album, and I really enjoy it very much.
We're talking to Melissa Etheridge. Her tour takes her to Wisconsin in just a couple of days. Want to give a listen to another one of the songs off of that newest album. This is Monster. Let's give a listen.
Here come the monster, everybody run. He's shouting out loud and he's beating that drum. I'm gigantic, titanic, I might cause a panic. Ready or not, baby, here I come. I'm a monster.
Well, tell us about the inspiration behind that one. There's a story here, too.
Oh, yeah, Monster. I love that. That's on some days, that's my favorite song on the album. It's so much fun to play live. This song was born out of collaboration with Jerry Wanda. Now, when I was putting this album together, I knew I wanted to work with producers who I could go into their studios, work with them, have the experience. I wanted to reach outside of my own comfort zone. And so my management hooked me up with Jerry Wanda, who is the bass player for the Fugees. And he has his own studio there in New York City called Platinum Sound. And I went in there and he's got his own musicians and it was such an incredible experience that he's now playing with me live when I play with my band. Those are the musicians that are my band. I love them so much. When we were recording the very first day, I had pulled out my old Gibson 57 the acoustic guitar and I was playing slide guitar. We were going to add a little slide on this other song, and I started playing that. I was just messing around, and I started playing. And Jerry said, "Stop! What are you playing? We have to record that." So we stopped what we were doing, went out, recorded that, totally built a whole other song, and I wrote it that night. And I wrote it. I wrote the words after coming out of the UN. I had a meeting at the UN, and it inspired me so much to think, you know, I'm a monster, but you know, people might look at me and think that the choices I make are monstrous, but if you really look at it, I'm full of desire and full of love.
And the choices you're talking about, you were talking to the UN about, I believe, LGBT rights, is that right?
Yes, it was the first time that the UN had had recognized LGBT rights as human rights, and it was a big meeting. Yeah.
And you've emerged as a spokesperson on those and other issues. Is that something you sought out, or just sort of found yourself there?
Oh no! I wanted to be just a rock star. That was really my whole goal when I was younger. And then as the world unfolds in front of you, your path, you just start walking, and all of a sudden I realized that the choices I was making for myself, I wanted to speak I did not want to lie about myself. I was out to my friends and family, and I felt no shame of who I was or, you know, my choices in my personal life. And so the more I walked that path and became truthful and spoke about it, the more that made me an activist. And I've always kind of been amazed at how just being who we are makes us courageous or some sort of activist. But that's the path that I seem to have been on for a long time.
Well, and you still get to be a rock star. And Monster, that one's a rockin' one. Is that part of why you say you love playing that one?
Oh, yes. Oh, because that's what I live to do, is play those songs live and see people moving and singing and jumping up and down. That's what it's all about.
And playing these songs live with the band versus in the studio, do you jam them out? Do you add
totally.
A lot of new stuff?
Monster's 15 minutes long.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of guitar solos. A
lot of them. I do love that.
All right. Well, Melissa, thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun.
My pleasure. Thank you. I look forward to coming there to Wisconsin.
That was Rob Ferret sitting down with Melissa Etheridge earlier this month to talk about her summer tour that will be stopping here in Wisconsin this weekend. Starting next week, Friday, July 3rd, WPR will be featuring a new summer music series called Setlist. It's going to focus on coming artists talking about and performing some of their music. Next week, we're joined by husband and wife duo Countess Penny to talk about getting their start in the Great Smoky Mountains, and we'll hear some of their songs. The Setlist series starts next week and airs Fridays at 4:15 throughout July and August. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret's out today. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.